This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of this one. This song originated during an era when record hops were big. Jay, you know what a record hop is, right?
I do.
Yes. I'm going to guess your father did what I did when we were disc jockeys and had a few record hops to his credit back in the day when we were all disc jockeys.
So, same as a sock hop, right?
Well, it is. I don't know if I'd say it was the same as a sock hop. The record hops were basically high school, in the high school gymnasium or the college gymnasium, and they'd get a local disc jockey to come in with his collection of records, most of the pop hits, and they'd play in, like, American Bandstand locally. That's mm-hmm. So I don't know if I would compare it to a sock hop per se. I suppose that the sock hop is the derivative or came from a regular hop, record hop. All right, there's a memory. Moldy old memory.
Stephen calling it the record hop. Isn't it fascinating that every generation has the same thing, we just call it something else?
Something else.
Like, for us, it's just the dance. It was just the
right.
dance.
Yeah, no, it was a record hop. Hop, hop, hop. Okay, the winning circle in this hour is you. Y-O-U, all of you and all of us. As you go shopping, if you haven't finished, good news. Consumer prices only went up about 3% from last year through this Christmas season. Now, you can say, well, it's still 3%, 3 cents on a dollar. But when you consider how bad it was earlier in the year, from spring through summer, where the increases were 8%, 9% over the previous year for the same product, inflation is cooling, and much of that is because of the price of fuel, the price of gasoline. You notice that? Remember when I said a month or so ago the prediction was the average price of a gallon of gasoline will be below $3 a gallon by the first of the year? And it appears I bought the gas yesterday at $3.14. It's been going down. There's some places that are gouging, depending on how close you are to a major thoroughfare. I've seen it around at $3.49. That's a real screw job, at least around here. What's the average price of gas in Cleveland where you are, Jay, these days?
Between $3 and $4.60. $4.60-something.
$4.60?
The last time I got gas, it was, yeah.
Ooh, wowie-zowie. Well, anyway, well, let's hope most of you are in a place where the gas is a lot less. That's only one of the things. I was in a Home Depot getting some stuff for my refrigerator last night. I was looking at the prices of the washing machines, dryers, stoves, that kind of stuff. And then me being me, while I'm waiting for this lady to find the stuff that I'm looking for, I walk up and down the aisles, and I twist the knobs on the refrigerators and on the washing machines and the dryers, and they are so cheap. So, you know me, I'm looking around, okay, where do these things get made? Guess where, boys and girls? Yep, that's right. It's still the major manufacturer for most of the major international brands of dishwashers, washing machines, dryers, refrigerators, stoves. All those damn things are made in China. Not all of them. Some of them are being moved to Mexico and places like that. But still, they're so cheap. You know, we used to have, I've said this before, not necessarily a throwback to the good old days, but many of you remember, if you had an early KitchenAid dishwasher, it lasted for decades. I had one that pooped out last year, and I bought a new one, a KitchenAid. Didn't last a year. So I found another old one and put it in, works great. But that's, you know, it's just crap. So, all right, so I'm not trying to put cold water on the fact that you aren't going to have to pay as much as maybe you thought you were going to for some of the things that you're still buying for the Christmas season. Here's a great story, a winner's story. It's a great Christmas story about a student nurse who had to couch surf for housing, but as it turns out, she bought a ticket to the lottery and won $5 million, right? So now she has the keys to a stunning townhouse that is worth about the fact that she won this in a raffle. It was kind of like the lottery, but it's a big townhouse. That's the value, is buying a ticket for a lottery. This is the National Health Service lottery in England, and this lady won a four-story home. Bought a $10 ticket, got a $5 million townhouse. Okay, Merry Christmas.
Amazing.
Lady.
Well,
Merry Christmas.
Also, you have to think about this, but you have to think about, I'm not sure exactly how things work there, but with property taxes and utilities, she had to crowd surf. Is this going to be something where she's going to have to sell it, but then she can use the profit for something else? Will she be able to afford to live in this home? And when you win a home like this, are you allowed to sell it within a certain time period?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. That's a great question. I don't know the answer to that. I'd rather win the cash and decide what to do with it. But if you have if you have a choice of a $5 million flat or nothing, I'll take the $5 million flat and take my chances that I can get $3 or $4 million out of it, right? One way or the other.
Yeah.
Here's traveling to New York, scratch-off lottery ticket. Here's the story of a man who's won $10 million twice. How about that? 2 years in a row. Wayne Murray lives in Brooklyn. He won the $10 million in a 200X scratch game. What is that? I don't even know what that is. What's a 200? You get 200 times what you put into it. Is that what it is? You buy a ticket? No, I don't know what that is. But at any rate, he won his first $10 million prize in a scratch-off ticket last year. He purchased both tickets at the same gas station. So, what does that tell you about luck? Right?
Yeah.
Luck! Yes! Fabulous! He says, I feel humbled and liberated. I guess you'd feel liberated if you won a $10 million prize, for sure. Especially after the second one. He said he wanted to remain discreet. See, I think that's the most important thing. Anybody who wins a prize like that, just keep it to yourself. Some places require that you go public, but you know, if that's the case, then you send a lawyer or somebody in to pick up the check. You don't go yourself. You got to be nuts to do that. All right, let's see some sports items of interest here. I'm kind of surprised. I'm not a sports guy, and we don't talk much about sports here, but I do have. Because I'm a broadcaster, I certainly have reverence for some of the people who have been doing this for a long, long time. And Al Michaels probably is the best example of that. Was on ABC for decades. Then he went over to NBC, and he's 79 years old, and he's been doing the Sunday game. I mean, he's done pretty much everything that there is to do when it comes to sports broadcasting. The Olympics, you name it, he's done it. As a matter of fact, many people say Al Michaels was if not the greatest play-by-play announcer in American sports history, one of them, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has been told this week that he's no longer going to do the Sunday night games. He was given the title of a broadcaster emeritus. And so they've replaced him and basically said, okay, well, you're now our broadcaster emeritus. Some people, the bosses, were complaining because he didn't have as much energy as he used to. Well, I don't have as much energy as I used to either. But that doesn't mean I'm not a good broadcaster. Ageism, he won't go down that road. He'll accept it gracefully, I'm sure, but just kind of lousy.
NBC is saying lousy. No more NFL coverage, yeah. playoff coverage. Yeah. But he'll move to Amazon Prime, and I believe that's who does.
He was going to do that anyway.
Carrying the Thursday night games.
I'm not sure, but he's
his primary service
talking.
Is just focusing with Amazon Prime.
Yeah, right. So anybody know what Bill Belichick's future is with the Patriots? They haven't had a great season. I should know because I'm a local, but. There are a lot of stories that are appearing on sports broadcasts here. The Boston papers have speculation about whether he's going to survive as the head coach another season. He's really an institution here, but he has not been popular since Tom Brady went away. So everybody's looking for a way to ace him out.
They were kind of a good team together.
They were. Yeah,
Belichick and Brady.
Yep, very good. Georgia high school baseball player has been left brain dead after a freak batting cage accident. 17 years old, pronounced brain dead after this accident inside the batting cage. High school baseball practice time. So I don't know what else. You wouldn't expect. This kid was in a coma for a month. The teammate's bat struck him in the head. While they were doing, just hitting drills.
Yeah.
At Gainesville High School in Florida. Georgia, I mean. So, what can you say and what can you do? It's just one of those things. Not anybody's fault. It just is, when you think about it, though.
It's a situation.
So, his family has decided to donate his organs. So he is always to be remembered.
Yeah, his death is not in vain. That's beautiful.
Right, exactly. Not so beautiful is this story. High school basketball coach in Texas recovering from injuries suffered after he was beaten by one of his players and the player's family because he was benched during a game. What a bunch of a-holes.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Huh? Montgomery County in Texas. James, where is that? Montgomery County. I don't know where that is.
It's not near Dallas. I can tell you that much.
Okay. All right. Anyway, so the deputies were called into the high school because of this assault and the beating of the coach. I don't know what to.
He was
what are you teaching?
Due to behavior against an opposing team player.
Like, bad behavior.
There's already issues.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. And you see how his parents handled it. What do you think he learned how to be the way he was? Right. 18 after the hour.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file lawsuits seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation. 800-461-4410. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-461-4410. That's 800-461-4410. Again, 800-461-4410.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Dell's holiday event is one of their biggest sales of the year. Shop limited-time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. It's the perfect time to upgrade any home, business, or gaming setup powered by Intel Core processors. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, social media time here at 23 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. And a sad note here that is certainly on the top of most social media trending items when it comes to celebrities, the passing of actor Andre Brouwer, who was only 61 years old.
So young.
Man, this guy was a great comedic actor. He was serious. I think he first became, I said off the air to you, Jay, remember seeing him first in Homicide: Life on the Street. But he was in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He was in movies. He was with Denzel Washington and Matthew Broderick in that movie called Glory. Nobody seems to know why he died, but I'm guessing it was some kind of cancer, because so get you fast.
Yeah,
but
the only thing his representatives have confirmed that it was a recent illness.
Yeah, yep. I remember Frank Pemberton, a name you wouldn't forget. From Homicide. I think that, isn't that where Munch came from, too? I think Munch came from the same show, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. These guys, they were really, there was a group of really good actors that came out of this time in television. Anyway, I saw one person saying he was a megawatt talent and
really
an incredible
was.
Human being. Apparently very nice. That smile I said to you, Jay, when I was looking at some of the pictures from his career, he's got that big, broad smile. And he had a voice. He was kind of like James Earl Jones. You know, when you heard his voice, you knew it was him. Even if you didn't see a picture of him, you knew it was his voice. So anyway, he went to Stanford. He went to Juilliard, and he got in and was popular, and it was very serious about his work. Thus, he got lots of different roles and stuff. And I just found him to be he was in The Good Fight, which was the offspring from The Good Wife. Remember that? He was in that. He's been in every. I mean, look around. He was in the series Men of a Certain Age with Ray Romano. Mm-hmm. Scott Bakula was in that as well. So
he's done so much. The movie Duets, along with Gwyneth Paltrow and Huey Lewis. Yeah. That was a great film. Captain Raymond Holt in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, absolutely iconic.
That was a silly show. I liked it, and then I didn't. And I went back. You know, he was in Thief, that miniseries. He was in a film called The Soldier's Girl. I'm just looking at some of the things on his resume. 10,000 black men named George. Yeah.
11 nominations, 2 wins.
Yeah. I think he was in, I'm trying to remember what he was in with Chris Noth. I don't remember. Well, he was in Tuskegee Airmen. Remember that. Anyway, passing of Andre Brower certainly gets noted today. Here's an item from social media following up on a survey that has been done by several different outlets, the Pew Research Center among them, so it has credibility, studying social media use among teenagers. Apparently, it's as high as ever. What did they expect to find? Wow, it's going, no, it's not going to go down. Unless you figure a way to make it go down, to convince teenagers that it's bad for them. We've certainly had plenty of discussion about that, but it doesn't seem to have much impact on the social media that that youngsters are using and the tools that they're using to access this social media.
Well, there's an all-around addiction to phones and devices anyway.
Yeah.
And something parents can do is lead by example and curb their own addiction. I see.
Yeah, hello.
It's not just teens. I see so many adults that are constantly scrolling on their phone.
Yep, they are. Makes bad. It's just bad. Just think about that when you use it. Just think, folks, before you do it. Who's around and what are they going to think? 28 after the hour here.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. 20% of black voters expressing a preference for an alternative candidate rather than choosing between Biden and Trump. This poses a challenge for Biden considering the pivotal role black voters played in his 2020 victory. The president urging Congress to approve his Ukraine funding request before the holiday recess. The call for urgency coinciding with the likelihood that lawmakers will conclude the last week of the legislative year without reaching an agreement. President Biden being critical of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, saying his government is the most conservative in Israel's history and that Netanyahu opposes a two-state solution. A number of economists are anticipating that the Federal Reserve will initiate interest rate cuts as soon as June. Corey Myers, USA News.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
This is Miles Fisher saying that you should have a good day. Listen to my gramps on the radio.
Loving lights. We love those lights that are loving, don't we? Who's going home for Christmas? It depends. I'm going home to be with my family. And they don't have a new... Although they've been... They were talking about coming here for Christmas because the kids like to see the snow, but probably doubt there's going to be any snow. Well, the forecasters, anyway. Yeah. So have you checked out the weather? What has been forecast for your area? Do you really care? Do you want a white Christmas? Do you expect it to be cold? What is it? Get out in Florida. Who's going to think it's going to be cold in Florida? Or Southern California, Arizona, or even where you are, James, in Dallas? What's the normal temperature? What's the temperature outside right now where you are in the studio, the main studio there, in the heart of Dallas.
You know, right now it's actually getting cold. It's getting to like 40, like mid-40s right. around. But lately, I mean, you've heard the past few years, we've had some crazy snowstorms down here. So honestly, you really can't expect anything out of Texas.
I don't know.
All right.
Thank you for that forecast. That was nice. Okay. 30 degrees where I am here on the farm, Jay. What is it? Well, you are probably close to the same. Your weather is pretty similar, except sometimes the lake effect keeps it a little bit warmer there.
Yeah, we're supposed to have 50s over the weekend.
Yay!
Which is a little interesting. Yeah. Today's chilly, but then it warms up before it gets cold again. And I have no idea when snow is going to be in our forecast. Please,
Merry Christmas!
Bring it on.
Bring it on, exactly. Where is that bronze top hat? It was on Abraham Lincoln's statue in Kentucky. The top hat is missing. Did you know that? This is a sculpture that's on the Ohio River in Louisville. There are a lot of photos on social media. This is the waterfront park, and somebody has stolen. I would have thought that it would have been all one unit, not a separate.
That's
what
I was thinking. Clearly, it was not secured enough. It was not welded properly.
Kind of weird. Weird.
I believe this is, you said Louisville?
Yeah, down in Louisville. Let's talk about the problems that people are having around the world, not just here in America, but we can start with America. The whole open border thing, more people are being detained because somebody in Washington finally flipped a switch and someone got smart, or at least looked outside and said, hey, wait a minute, what's going on here? And even, excuse me, President Biden says that he's open to detaining more people who are coming into our country if we don't know where they come from or what they're coming here to do. And, in fact, maybe we'll even start deporting some of these migrants. But you know what happens? With that, I've seen this happen more and more and more. Okay, so you got people that have come into the country, and they even commit crimes. Find out they're here illegally. You don't put them in jail. Put them on a plane and give them a free ride back to where they came from so they can do it over again. I remember in California, Jennifer and I were talking about this a few years ago. There was a guy who committed a murder. And instead of trying him, this is typical of California, they put him on a plane, sent him back to where he came from, which I think was Peru. He gets back here again, comes across illegally. He's in a car and drunk, and he kills somebody on one of the side streets in L.A. So two. What do they do with him? Put him on a plane and deport him. They don't do anything to him. So he comes back again. And gets involved in some bar fight someplace and knifes a guy. So they finally, after the third time, they put this guy in jail. Three times, three people dead. What is the matter with the people running this country? How is it that those people deserve even a second chance? They don't. They're not supposed to be here. So, anyway, Biden told lawmakers this week that he would be willing, isn't that sweet, to support expelling migrants without asylum screenings and other changes to sort of deal with these hundreds of thousands of people that come into this country. Same problem in England, by the way. Prime Minister there has announced a plan to deport asylum seekers down to Rwanda, and they aren't all coming from Rwanda, but apparently that seems to be a good place to send people. If you don't want them to come back, you send them to Rwanda. The Nigerian government is also on to that. They're trying to keep, when sometimes these people are sent. In the case of the African countries, the countries themselves will pay you to leave and find your way to Greece or Turkey or France or Italy. Well, Italy doesn't have the... Italy and Spain are really tough, as well should be the other countries that are being overrun. France, real problem, to the point where Mr. Macron is in trouble This is why the British exited from the European Union, and they still have the same problem. So getting out of the European Union didn't fix a thing. Matter of fact, the problem, you could argue, the problem is more serious there than it was before. It certainly is more serious here. Does it have to do with leadership or just world conditions or whatever? But it's a serious, serious problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, see how the world deals with that. Here's the story of a hiker who was trapped under a boulder weighing 6,000 pounds for 7 hours. Rescued this guy. 7 hours, his legs were pinned beneath a boulder in the mountains of California. Wow. I'd like to be in that circumstance. All kinds of stuff around there, too. Bears and wolves and all kinds of varmints. Oof. So, he was with a group of people, though, weren't they? A bunch of hikers? They were out after dark.
I think there were a couple of them, yeah. And it was this boulder, 10,000 pounds. So much could have gone wrong in that 7 hour period.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. This boulder, they use a system of ropes. This is kind of clever, actually. Pulleys and leverage to shift the boulder enough to get his leg out from under the boulder. It reminds me of that movie. Who was the star of the movie? It was a real life thing, and then I can see the guy, but I can't remember his name, who starred the hiker that had to cut his arm off to get out of a jam that he was in, remember?
James Franco?
Franco, that's right. Yeah, he played
27 hours, something like that?
Yeah, right. But the story was one, it was a real story about a guy who got caught, and the only way to get out was to cut his arm off. No thanks.
Mm-hmm.
I'll stay on the farm, thank you. Speaking of the farm, a bunch of animals were found dead in a zoo. This is something that the Nature Bridge Zoo in Rockbridge County, authorities came in yesterday, seized 89 animals after 27 died. Apparently they had been mistreated. One of the major animals in the zoo, a Bengal tiger, had to be euthanized. And they had to put a cow to sleep yesterday on my farm. Cow had something stuck in one of its stomachs. You never know how there's nothing in the pasture. I said to the vet, why don't you do an autopsy and see what the heck happened to the cow?
Yeah.
And he said, it's $400, please. So I just decided to bury the cow. But anyway, these things happen. The tiger that we're talking about down in the zoo was euthanized humanely because it had been suffering. All these animals in this zoo in question, apparently the animals were found in filthy habitats, no food, no water. Who's running this place?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Who would, if you're going to be a zookeeper taking care of these animals, then you'd think that they did enough screening to know these people knew how to take care of zebras and elephants and some of the other things that they got a search warrant to look at the homes of the people that were running the zoo. And they probably charge them with some kind of criminal negligence. But still, these are animals. They can't take care of themselves.
Yeah.
Take care of them. Do your job.
Especially when they're in an enclosed area. Come on.
Yeah. Children in the news today. Here's the story of a group of students who rescued a Utah mother and a young toddler. Another one of these stories of being trapped. This is under a car in a school parking lot. Huh? Well, the students saw what was going on. Mother and her children were walking the parking lot, and they were hit by this car. And I guess this went a three-year-old. And the three-year-old actually got out from underneath the vehicle. But then there was a mother and her two-year-old son that didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So 20 students jumped into action to get these. You'll get the surveillance footage that you can see, and it shows the young people running out of the school trying to pick up the vehicle and free the victims.
Without hesitation, just jumping into action.
Yeah. That would be a hard thing to swallow. 7 children sent to a hospital after ingesting THC edibles during the school day. Where does this happen? This is in a county school district in North Carolina. Police said there were negative reactions. Don't you love? This is the description. These kids are in the hospital, and the police say, well, apparently they had a negative reaction to ingesting an unknown substance. Duh. They recovered a sample of the Rice Krispie treat, and it tested positive for THC, which is the main ingredient in marijuana. And so they said, so how did this get in? That's what I want to know. How did this stuff get into stuff that's being served in school?
Two students brought it. Yeah, two students have been arrested for allegedly supplying the THC edibles and some magic mushrooms.
Magic mushrooms.
That were there too, yeah.
I suppose the parents thought about that, or any they knew the kids that weren't got sick. They knew that they were eating this stuff. It wasn't like it was a secret. The people who brought it in told the rest, hey, I got this stuff in my Rice Krispies. You want to try it? And they did. And the stupid is as stupid does, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know how much of this stuff is in there? You know, to a limited degree, it won't hurt you if there's not too much in it. But if there's a lot in it, then you're going to have a problem. So, you know, what do they call them? Psilocybin mushrooms? I don't know what that is. Psilocybin?
Psilocybin, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the active thing that's in these mushrooms that a lot of people are starting to use it for medicinal purposes, too.
All right. All right. You won't have that happening here. Not in my house. 48 after, this is Good Day.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
You know, people talk about spreading holiday cheer. Overrated. I had some holiday cheer last year, and you know what? Lasted a couple of hours. Then whoosh, gone. Just like that. However, spreading holiday comfort with Skechers, now that's something your loved ones will enjoy long after the new year. Because Skechers has footwear for the whole family that will be the most comfortable, stylish holiday gifts under the tree. To start, there's hands-free Skechers slip-ins. You just step into them and they're on. You don't need to bend down to touch your shoes. Find hands-free Skechers slip-ins in a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Einstein is back here on the Good Day program. Jay and Doug entertaining the thoughts and the working mind of Warren Eckstein. If you listen to the Pet Show, you wonder sometimes, does his mind really work, or what is the story here? Pet Show is on every weekend on great radio stations. Most of the stations carry this program, carry the Pet Show, brought to you in part by the Hugs and Kisses. This is a fabulous vitamin mineral substance that has been put together by Warren. He cooked up the first pot in his kitchen on the stove, and it was all excited. Listen, I give it to Daisy. It's a treat. When she goes outside and poops and pees, she waddles right back into the house and sits in front of the jar, which is on the countertop on the sideboard in the kitchen. She just sits there and looks at it until I give her one.
One smart dog.
I'm a smart dog. All right, so here's the story from Iowa about this former deputy. Remember the police dog that died in the car under this guy's care? So he, Sergeant of the Boone County Sheriff's Department, has been charged with the death of the police dog. And he was found guilty in trial this week. So he agreed with the prosecutors, pled guilty, and then he gets 18 months of probation, $855 fine. Is that enough, Warren?
You know, I'm not sure I remember the exact story. The dog died because it was locked in a car. Was that it? Because
yes.
Of heat, or was there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. You know,
yeah.
Absolutely. And first of all, a lot of police departments around the country, because their dogs do spend a lot of time in the car, have alarm systems in their car. So, for example, if the temperature drops below a certain point in the police car and the officer isn't there, it will ring their phone and let them know so they can get right back to the dog. So, you know, I'd have to know more about the story, but if it was some form of neglect, then obviously there's no amount of time.
Well, the dog was barking at a deer, apparently, and so the police officer put him back in the car, and it was 100 degrees in the car. And
yeah,
so
that's a little ridiculous. Yeah, you know, the officer, anyone, any officer, you know, I train dogs for the military and police, so any officer needs to be trained in terms of proper, putting a dog in a car that's 100 degrees is ridiculous. First of all, dogs don't sweat the way we do, so it can really, really harm them, and obviously in this case.
Right.
It's not the first time it happened, though, but most police officers and canine that I know really do love it and take the best care of their dogs they can.
All right, yesterday we had the vet on the farm to preg check and to deal with the calves and things that need to be taken care of before Christmas. And the vet started talking. He asked us if there were any dogs on the farm, and we don't have dogs on the farm. I have my dog, but the people working on the farm don't have dogs. He was warning us about this respiratory illness that's become serious. A lot of dogs are dying around the country. It's like a dog flu. And I wonder what you have heard about this. A lot of them are getting sick because they go to doggy daycare centers. I suppose, is it like that, what do they call it, kennel cough? What do you make of this?
You know, it's kind of interesting that I did a whole thing on this new problem coming up. Bottom line is this, that with this disease going around, my dogs are not going to be around any other dogs because they really don't know. They don't have the medication that really takes care of it at this point. And most vets are saying that a good amount of it will pass on its own. But the bottom line is when a disease like this starts to spread, and I know I'm going to get hell for this, I recommend, you know, it's not the time to bring your dogs to doggy daycare. It's not the time to go to the doggy park necessarily when it's crowded. You know, the best thing to do is kind of keep your dog a little bit away from other dogs they get this under control. It's just that simple.
What it is, according to vets, same kind of thing. Viruses affect animals the same as viruses affect human beings. This is a dog flu that's very contagious, and we've seen, I don't know whether you've gotten it or not, a lot of people I know have gotten this flu this year. Not COVID, it's just a strong version of the flu. And I don't know whether, I think, can you... Is there a genetic connection between dogs and humans so that humans can give dogs a sickness or dogs can give humans a sickness, or is that species?
There are certain zoonotic diseases that you know we can get from animals and certain things that we can give them, but more it's usually more topical stuff, you know, skin problems. So if you have a cold, chances of your dog catching a cold from you are pretty much limited. So it's generally you know, skin problems, things like that. But I did have a question come up on my show that kind of threw me a little bit this week. Why do dogs have tails, Doug?
Why do dogs have tails? Same reason we have what's left over from early years of
balance.
Existence, right?
I want you to look at it.
Balance.
If they move their head to the right, their tail will always go to the left. If they move their head to the left, their tail will always go to the right for balance. Things you need to know. See, that's why I'm here.
Wow, that's a winner for the day. What happens if you have like a bulldog? He doesn't have much of a tail.
Still
the
fall
same
over.
Thing.
Just fall over.
Very sweet girl, my Daisy May. All right, Warren, good to have you here on the program as usual. Warren Eckstein, check out thepetshow.com and find where he is on a radio station so you can listen to him or watch him on Facebook.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.